Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Nobody enjoys losing in video games, especially to a boss that's absolutely been having your life in every sense of the word for hours at a time. If a boss battle is too tough or just so very long that death feels like you've been sent back down the evolutionary chain, it can be a right chore to muster up the strength for another round. However, there is always a light at the end of that tunnel, my friend, but it's not a source beckoning you to the great beyond. No, it's less white and more kind of yellow and cream coloured. That's right, it's the beacon of cheese. The calling card of boss strategies that aren't exactly the most honourable, but they get the bloody job done, that is for damn sure. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 7 toughest video game bosses that can be beaten in seconds. Number 7, the Demon of Hatred, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. If you were to look up the definition of cheeky whippet in the dictionary, there's a good chance that you'd be met with a picture of the From Software logo, as this dev outfit really does like to take the piss out of their own players through their boss battles. In fact, this is indeed piss that will be taken by force thanks to Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Bloodborne, and especially Sekiro boss battles. As nearly every single one of them has so many cheap aces up their sleeve, you'd swear that they were cheating more often than not. However, while many bosses would love nothing more than to drag their pendulous sack over your faces, it's very possible to use the mighty momentum from this swinging set of brass balls against them and finish even the toughest boss in mere seconds. Just ask the Demon of Hatred, who stuck out like a sore middle finger in Sekiro thanks to it playing kind of like any other boss in the title. You see, instead of blocking combos and squaring up to the boss, you were encouraged to play this more like a Dark Souls boss, constantly moving around, dipping in and out of combat, which threw off a lot of players entirely, seeing them get crushed over and over. Still, if you don't fancy unlearning all of your newfound skills in order to battle, why not show the demon some of the Dark Souls' greatest hits collection, and lure the brute over to the edge of the map and make him whiff an attack and then watch him plummet to his doom, ending the battle in seconds. How do you like them rice balls, mate? Tell Ceaseless Discharge we said hi when you get to hell. Number 6. Mom, the Binding of Isaac. The Binding of Isaac series is a wonderful slice of gaming bastardry, as not only can it provide joy by the metric shedload thanks to its piano-wired tight gameplay, but it can also absolutely garrote the life out of players in a single motion thanks to its noxious cocktail of brutal bosses and RNG loot drops. You can go on a monstrous run kitted out with some of the best equipment, only to fall and then restart and struggle for hours getting through the opening sections with gear that just seems to be insulting on every conceivable level. However, no matter how long it takes you, it can only end one way, and that is with a confrontation with Mom. Now, normally this boss battle can and will absolutely ruin you, thanks to the near-endlessly spawning enemies, grabbing hands, rocky arena, and of course, a leg drop that would make even the leathery-skinned Hulk Hogan go, "Whoa, brother." However, in a moment so tongue-in-cheek that it burrows through to the other side of your face, the game allows for a near-instant kill against this boss using nothing but the power of Jesus! More specifically, Isaac can use the Bible's special item in this battle once it has been sufficiently powered up for a one-hit kill against Mom. It's rather ironic to use her own faith against her as a weapon, but lest we not forget, it's this religious zealotry that has gotten you into this mess in the first bloody place. Number 5. Jaeger, Halo Infinite. Halo Infinite may indeed be setting the world on fire at the moment thanks to its incredibly tight and addictive multiplayer, which has finally started getting some actually decent modes, but on the other side of the coin, in the single player experience, a different heat was being generated by the way that some of the bosses present rub their crotches right in your grill over and over. From mini-bosses rocking specialized equipment, brutes that launch you across the map like a green marble with their gravity hammers, and bastard jumped-up elites who cloak themselves and then skewer through your armor like it was made of tin, there's a lot out there looking to turn Chief into a right old chump. Yet, it's not impossible to utterly cheese these fights to unparalleled levels. Just ask our mate Jager here, who, while rocking a rather deadly pair, that is right, pair of energy weapons, can be sent into the great beyond in mere seconds with some careful planning. While that 1-2 punch of his will definitely kill Chief in a single combo, you can gather fusion coils and place them right behind the hologram before triggering the boss fight, as well as grabbing the shotgun, and then laugh your ass off when he steps up onto the plate, only to have his shields obliterated by you triggering a massive explosion and then filling him with so much lead that he'd sink in a lake through sheer weight of pellets alone. It's quite funny to see one of the most built-up encounters downed in seconds, but then again, remember, you are the Master Cheese after all.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 4. Traitor Lord, Hollow Knight. While Hollow Knight's aesthetics look like butter wouldn't melt in its mouth, this is a rabid dog that will clamp down on you given half the chance. And there are so many bosses present that will squish you like the actual bug you are over and over. Yet, as with even the mightiest warriors of legend, each of them has a potential weakness. And for some, it's pure and utter stinky cheese that will see them done in. Take, for example, the Traitor Lord, a usually rock-solid boss battle that can be over in moments if you're not prepared. Yet, by the same metric, if you do prepare, then this can turn the tables quite expertly on our little lord over here. All you have to do to knock this regal rotter down a peg is create a minion build, aka cover yourself in items and objects that draw little bugs to fight on your behalf, and when the battle begins, just head to the right of the stage, jump up as high as you can, and hug that wall with all your might. This way you can avoid nearly all of the lord's attacks. All you gotta do is just dodge the wave attack and then grab the wall again, and let your minions do all the work. In under a minute, the beast will keel over dead, and you'll not have even broken a bloody sweat. Number 3. Frank Horrigan, Fallout 2. Frank Horrigan, in short, is something of a literal monster in the Fallout universe. First and foremost, he is a hulking slab of muscle and rage that has been carefully poured into a suit of power armor, making him quite possibly the most intimidating foe in the entire game. Hell, his weapons are so powerful that the devs struggled to come up with names befitting them, and so just went with End Boss Plasma Gun and End Boss Knife. Pretty fitting, if you ask me. As you might expect, battling him is an utter chore, especially if you have low stats, because he'll even get to act twice before you even draw your guns. Yet, if you've got high luck, a decent speech skill, and a light on your feet, you'll be able to make this end boss a damn sight easier and a whole lot quicker. You see, before you reach Horrigan, you'll encounter Granite's EC squad, who have been booted out of their room on Horrigan's orders. If you're able to pass a speech check, then they will join you on your escape, providing ample bodies for Frank to chew through. Yet, there is another problem. You see, the machine gun turrets that previously ignored the player now spring to life and help Frank mow you down. Therefore, before you engage in the fight, skirt the room and down to the console. And if you have the President's Pass, you can instigate a new countermeasure protocol that sees them turn on Frank. Now, with the might of any companions that you might have, the turrets and EC squad, Horrigan has little chance against wave after wave of firepower, thus bringing this giant finally crashing to the ground in less than a minute. Number 2. Doppelganger Fiend Library Battle – Ninja Gaiden Master Collection. So to call the 2004 Ninja Gaiden game rock solid is actually an insult to Wurtzite Boron Nitride, because this title, and indeed this series, may well be the toughest material in the known world to get through. Coming up and then getting obliterated over and over by the challenges presented to players in this game is less like smashing your face against the wall over and over, but the title actively gripping the back of your head and saying, "Let me help you there, bud." It does not let up even for a second, and only gets worse when it comes to boss battles. Yet one in particular stands out as a pure piss boiler, and that's the clone battle that you have partway through the game, as here it's like Ninja Gaiden is now adding the stop hitting yourself chant to the aforementioned face grinding. The clone moves at lightning speed and of course uses some of the tricks that you can. Well, that is, except for one. If you're lightning quick and hop up the arena to a small walkway near the top and whip out your lunar staff, you'll be able to execute an utter cheese strategy. Just as your idiot clone self launches off the wall to reach the platform you're on, push forward and attack to begin the Lion's Rage combo, which will spin the staff around your body. This will hit the clone before he lands, knocking him off the ledge and back down. Rinse and repeat for about, 2 minutes, and you, my friend, have one very dead and one very humiliated copycat boss. And number 1, Gandahar. Two worlds. So, imagine this. You're the big evil of the land, and everyone and anyone worth their salt knows that you are so scary and overwhelmingly powerful that it's in their best interest to pre-fill their trousers with dung to save both you and them some time. Hell, you're so utterly terrifying that entire cities have been left vacated because your shadow graced the town wall once about 10 years ago. Well, that's the image that Gandahar, the final boss from the utterly bonkers and broken RPG experience known as Two Worlds, is meant to conjure. And for the most part, he does. Except that is when he pisses off the wrong group of peasants. You see, in Two Worlds, Gandahar actually spawns in the open world just outside of a nearby starting village, and will most assuredly hand you your own ass should you try and ruffle his feathers. Yet, if you aggro Gandahar and then retreat into the nearby town, there's a good chance that the mighty warrior's spells will inflict some splash damage on one of the inhabitants, and trust me, this was his first and last mistake. As the peasants are immune to his attacks at this point, but can still be aggravated because of them, the entire town descends and attacks without remorse. Now, their attacks individually don't do much damage, but together, it's death by a thousand tiny manure-encrusted cuts. All you have to do is sit back and watch as the final boss of this game is downed in less than 2 minutes, and also laugh your ass off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.